He refers to his mother's parents, one of whom serves in the military, and the other of whom, his grandmother, goes to work in a bomber assembly plant and at the same time raises a family. What kinds of values do you think that demonstrates?
Women power.
Yeah.
Family power.
Yeah.
And how we can use the opportunity opportunities for our life. For example, when the father is gone,
yeah,
the mother can help the family. She can be a power.
Yes.
For women. I think this is a point.
He also, I think that's part of it. And he also talks about his father, his grandfather's decision.
Oh yeah.
What did his grandfather do for a living? His grandfather in Africa.
He was a cook.
A cook.
For English men.
Yeah. What does that suggest about his background?
My background is not the rich people background. My background is the very, very poor people. So these poor people can be come to the good level.
Yes.
And this is for this reason they want to tell you are come.
So to come from being a cook for the British to then send your son to study in this country. Lots of sacrifice, lots of hard work, lots of courage. What he's done is select a series of stories. And what makes them a story is that something comes and, like, for example, their parents have a child, they have to decide what to name the child. They name the child Barak. That's an instructive response. What he's done is construct a series of choices, each of which communicates a set of values. Of courage, of hopefulness, of equality. And it's a very different process than getting up there and saying, I believe in equality and they're motivators.
Yeah.
Because you're able to experience something of that. And that's what I was challenging you to do, is to sort of get into the experience behind these stories. Let's just shift to the story of us, where he goes and talks about what Americans share. He also has a few very specific, small stories. Do you know which ones I'm talking about? This is very small examples of what Americans value. Do you remember any of these?
Yes.
Which ones?
Adam Tallman.
Free tolerance.
Oh, he's talking about tolerance.
Hard work, equality, right?
And what are the examples that he gives? He gives examples.
Different races, different religions.
But specifically, what are the specific examples?
Specifically, example, it's the USA is the very generous.
But what's the examples?
Equal.
Very concrete.
His father is black and his mother is
even more specific. What is he
value,
saying?
That side, he tell about we can have a lot of idea and we can have our business without any paying money under this.
He has a number of very small examples. I have an idea for a business, and I don't have to pay a bribe. I can just have my business. He says are values that are shared in this country. Now, there's a sharp contrast. See, the power of this is in the specificity, because he's not saying that the black community should value education. He's saying...
For employees that... They lost their job, and the women, for example, in St. Louis, don't have work, don't have job.
We have to do more for the father that has to lose
Yes.
Lost his job?
Yes. This is exactly the place that we're going. He gives a series of small examples of people who are facing challenges that they don't know what to do. The father just lost his job. He has to buy medicine for his children.
Yeah.
How's he going to do that? The young girl who got into college, and then he concludes in the end with a choice that he's asking all of us to make, which is what? At the very end,
John Kerry.
Vote for John Kerry, right.
Can do it.
Yes. Well, is it John Kerry can do it, though? Who does he say it takes to do it? And this may be lost in the translation, but...
Government cannot do everything, all...
Yeah. He's saying...
All committee.
He's saying, we know what needs... He makes it not a problem that we don't have the right experts, but that we need the will. And that's where he invests the hope, is in the people themselves.